This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A warm and humid Friday would be fitting after the hot week that we've had, at least the last few days, right? 3 days in a row at or above 90 degrees. That's now made it 6 90-degree days this year. And if we have an average year, only 76 more 90-degree days to go. And yesterday was especially hot, of course, unusually hot, about 11 degrees above average. And we tied the record high of 96 degrees set back in 1962. Very warm overnight after we did get some storms to fire late in the day. And as expected, they were primarily, at least the most substantial, storms were near and north of the Florida-Georgia border, where we had some very heavy rainfall. But once you cross the Florida-Georgia border, while there were some showers and storms, the rainfall amounts as a whole were far less, certainly less than a half inch, and in many cases less than a quarter of an inch in quite a few places. Didn't measure any rain at all, especially when you get south of Interstate 10. So that all played out fairly close to what we kind of expected. So obviously we still need rain. And we have more scattered showers and thunderstorms today. It looks like there could be a couple of waves of showers and storms, and they could produce brief heavy downpours, some strong storms in between. We'd manage a little bit of clearing. Right now, the timing is subject to change. But we're looking at a batch of showers and storms perhaps in the morning hours, a bit of a break, and then again late the day into the early evening. So early evening Friday plans may have a shower or a thunderstorm to contend with. But it still looks like the cold front rolls through tonight and will set us up for just one outstanding weekend. It won't be as hot, lower humidity. Nighttime lows will dip into the 50s inland. That's nice. Low 80s for high temperatures tomorrow, and on Mother's Day, a high of 83 degrees. So all systems go for weekend plans. Maybe it's Mother's Day. Maybe it's the beaches. Beaches will have a surf of about 1 to 2 feet on average. Water temperatures mid to upper 70s continue to be a little bit above average. That's pretty mild for this early in the year. We're looking at sunburn times as low as 15 minutes, so sunscreen up, as you would expect. That primary 15-minute sunscreen time will be between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. That's your peak sunshine as we go through the weekend. And we'll look at a generally low rip current risk, but remember there can be rip currents at any time. And George Strait in concert tomorrow evening looks nice, maybe a little on the cool side, maybe a jacket for after sunset. Sunset will be about 8:10, and you'll look at temperatures that will be dropping from the low 80s late in the afternoon through the 70s and into the 60s by the time you get to the end of the concert. But it's going to be nice. Then as we get into next week, it still looks like a wetter weather pattern overall for several days in a row, an opportunity for some much-needed rainfall, showers, and thunderstorms. The first chance comes late Monday into Monday evening. Another round on Tuesday, what could be the heaviest of the multiple rounds that we're expecting. And still some showers and thunderstorms likely lingering into the middle part of the week before we dry out again for at least a few days, perhaps late in the week or toward the following weekend. But several opportunities here for rain. We obviously got teased in most cases late yesterday and last evening. Better rain chances today, although there will likely be some spots that don't get a whole lot, but there'll be some areas with some heavy downpours. And then more, and it'll appear to be more of a widespread type weather pattern for rainfall early to middle part of next week. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.